Hi, everybody. This is Andrea Dumbecki, and this is Angel Life Makeover. You can find me at angelfairyhealing.com. I'm an angel reader and energy healer. I offer private sessions and classes. Feel free to join my Facebook group called Angel Fairy Healing with Andrea Dumbecki. Today, I will be talking about creating your ideal life with your angels. This is happening a lot lately. It's coming up that we have to have our intentions set. A lot of us are attracted to studying manifestation, the law of attraction, setting intentions, making things happen. And on the other side, lots of things are spiraling out of chaos, right? They're telling us here in the USA that, you know, we're going to see food shortages, prices of everything's going to go up, food, gas, cost of living. And then we're continuing to hear about horrible things happening in the world. And so at times like this, it's really important that we work with our angels to set our intention about what we want for our life, and that we hold our power and our magic, and that we don't get caught up in the mainstream hysteria or the fear mongering. So I really wanted to get on today and give everybody a boost of manifesting magic with their angels to remind everybody that all these things that are happening in the outward world are a call to our power, a call to our human mastery as manifestors, as orchestrators of our ideal reality, as creators of our world. So we're going to do some goal setting. We're going to activate our manifestation powers. We're going to set clear intentions. We're going to work with the angels to remember who we are, take our power back, get clear about what we want to call into our life, and most of all, rise above fear. There's fear of the unknown. There's fear of uncertainty. And then there's hypnotic, implanted fears from the media. And so we want to rise above all fear, because remember, all fear is a separation from who we really are, a separation from our sovereign spirit, our oneness with God, our place in the universe, which is a place of peace. So I want to start with some affirmations, then we're going to start journeying with our angels to really activate on an energetic level our ideal reality. So first we want to state, I am an empowered being. My life is blessed. My world is blessed. My future is blessed. I am calling magical things into my life. I am a powerful creator. I can and will live the life of my dreams. My life is meant to be fulfilling and joyous. I receive a beautiful life now. All right, so we're going to start connecting with Archangel Michael, Archangel Metatron, Archangel Jophiel, Archangel Raphael, our guardian angels, and any other manifesting angels that would like to join us today as we are really working on a core level in the DNA, in the genetics, in the deep belief systems of the subconscious to activate that we are creators of our reality, that we are calling in the highest and best path, and that we are consciously intending to manifest our ideal life. If we don't direct our energy towards happiness, joy, and planning, our energy can go kind of unconscious into fear, into dread, into uncertainty. And then we reach a point where we kind of fear the future, and we're no longer excited about it. We feel powerless in our own existence. So the angels are really helping us to move energies around this. If you have any specific fears now, I want you to release those to the angels. You know, fear of chaos, fear of loss, fear of things going wrong, fear of never reaching your goals. There's so many fears that we can be harboring. A fear that we could become like our parents, a fear that we could, get sick or fail or just continue to suffer. We want to release all those fears. So we're working with Archangel Michael, and we're releasing all those fears. We're identifying the fears, and we're offering those up. And we're reminding ourselves that fear is not our true identity. We are joyous beings, spiritual beings, sovereign beings who have dominion. So we want to just call in our true state of heaven on earth. It's a state of consciousness. And I want to start to activate everybody's ideal reality together. We're going to do this on an energetic level, ideal health, ideal career, ideal life path, ideal relationships. If there's anything that you've been wishing for, praying for, trying to manifest, I want you to surrender that also to the angels and know that everything's coming in its own unique way, if it's meant for us, and that we can trust that we will be fulfilled and that our needs will always be met. So I want you to surrender now all of your wishes, all your wants, all of your needs. I want to harmonize those with the rhythms of the universe, with God's will. I feel the angels singing. They're bringing in beautiful colors for us. I want to start to get excited about our life, about our future, about what we're creating. What are your dreams? What do you want to create? Where do you want to live? Where do you want to go? Who do you want to meet? Just bringing in that core soul energy, that innocent joy, that spark that you had when you came to Earth and you wanted to play here. You wanted to express your beautiful soul energy. You wanted to express your creativity. You wanted to meet others. You wanted to interact with things. You want to bring back that joy, right? And we want to just kind of release any misperceptions of life or any ways that we're perceiving life through trauma, fear, stress. Just releasing those walls of energy so that we can get back to that innocent joy. It was recently coming through that we're not going to be who we were, right? We're not going to be that innocent 21-year-old that we were before, you know, we went through tragedies or suffering or knew more about the world. We're never going to be that person that we once were, but we can be a new version of us that can thrive with our life experience, with the things that we've been through, that we can go to a new level of ourselves. So I want to see you walking up to that new level of yourself, you know, and we're creating a new self. We're not going to be that self from before, but we can take the aspects of that self, the innocence, the joy, the wide-eyed wonder that we once had for life, that we thought life was filled with possibilities and we were on top of the world. We can bring that energy, but we can also unite it with the wisdom that we have now and the power that we have now and the life experience that we have now. We can love it all, right? And we can walk forward into an even new, empowered, joyous version of ourselves. So now we're going to energetically bring in our ideal life map. I want you to see yourself working with the angels in the angel realm. They're going to bring in that life map. You're going to be writing this map out with your angels. Where do you want to be? Where do you want to be headed, you know, in 5 years, 10 years? What are your values? What are the important things in your life? Do you want financial stability? Do you want spiritual joy? Do you want soul family relationships, true love, happiness, family, travel, creativity, work-life balance, your ideal home? What would you like your life to look like? Let's just bring that in. And we just want to get out of our mind and just bring it in on an almost like an energetic feeling level. This feeling of, oh, I love this. I love to have a garden. I love to have lots of relaxation. I love to be surrounded by people that I trust, that I know love me and that I love. I want to be with nature and animals and plants. I want to have time for the people that I love. I want to have creative fulfillment. I want to have abundance. I want you to open your hands, open your heart to all the things that you would like your ideal life to have. And we just want to energetically bring those in. You can have what you desire. You are safe in the universe. So we want to just release some more negative beliefs that we have. I think a lot of us, when things went wrong or we have these perceived failures, then we kind of get down on ourselves and we think things will never go right for us again. So we want to clear out that energy as we start to get this excitement going about creating our ideal reality with the angels and mapping that out. Let's map that out with our angels and set that energy. We're going to intend that energy forth like a fishing rod. We're going to send it out into the ocean, this beautiful energy of our ideal reality. These are our wishes. We're radiating them out like through rainbow energy, through our power, through our intention. We are part of the creation of the new earth. The energy that we embody influences reality. When you are your empowered self creating your ideal reality, you influence everybody. This is a time of independence, a time of alignment, a time of clarity. And I'm just bringing in that positive boost of manifesting energy with the angels. You can create what you wish for. You can anchor in the energy of your dream life. So just bringing in those energies, my ideal reality, my dream life, a life where I feel safe, a life where I feel relaxed, a life where I feel empowered, nourished, abundant, loved, bringing in that energy and bringing in all the things that you want around you, the angels, the fairies, animals, plants, loving family, friends, everything that you want your life to be filled with. We're filling our life with that. So I'm just sending lots of angel symbols, positive intentions. Archangel Michael's with you. They're guarding the path. I want you to release any naysaying energies that you might have. And just open your heart to innocence. We're doing this together. We have a momentum together. Setting that beautiful map forth, the map of our ideal reality with our angels. And we're facing and releasing all fears. We're flexible with the universe, but we're having a very clear intention that this is what we want our life to feel like, look like, and that our future is golden, our future is blessed, and we can look forward to the joy and the magic and the expansion of our good intentions in our future life, right? And our intentions are powerful, and we're putting them forth together with millions of angels. All right, so I'm wishing you a beautiful future, and I hope this uplifted you and invigorated you to feel positive about your life, to actively co-create your life with your angels. Keep intending, keep asking for what you need, and keep going through any obstacles or blocks that you face. Perseverance is key. Having that beautiful vision, being a visionary, and having innocent faith. So feeling those beautiful boosts of angel, positive energy, anchoring in our future together. Thank you for listening. I'm Andrea Dumbecki from angelfairyhealing.com. I am an angel reader and energy healer. I offer private sessions and classes. You can find me on Facebook, TikTok, Pinterest, Instagram, and I have my Facebook group, Angel Fairy Healing with Andrea Dumbecki.